take care of a kid. A lot of time when a kid comes to me, I will tell mommy, your kid need a shot. You guys need a shot, right? So the mom would turn around, you know, she will not answer, turn around, so ask the kid, do you want a shot? At that point, I don't know what to do. You know what? Inside of me, it looked like this. You know why? This is the faces, don't know laughing or don't know crying at the same time. Don't know, 不知道是 哭还是笑. Don't know 是 that. Why? Because the mom's also make a decision, but yet the decision give it to the kid. All right? So what are you going to talk about today? Decision. We're going to talk about choice we make it every day. We talk about Noah choice. So before we go that, we're going to go back to the scripture reading, okay? Now, I know it's a little bit a lot, but we can try to do it as much as we can, okay? So why don't we all try to read together, okay? 1, 2, 3. Then no. Last one. Now I'm going to read this one. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took some of the clean animal and clean bird. He sacrificed burnt offering on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, never again will I curse the ground because human, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from the childhood, and never again would I destroy all the living creatures as I have done today. Today we're going to talk about Noah's choice. We're going to have three things. First thing, talk about daily choice. Two, value choice. Three, pleasing choice. Now in this, we're going to answer three questions. Number one question, how long did it take for Noah to build the ark? Two, why did Noah choose to release the raven first? Three, why did the sacrifice, burnt offering, pleasing to God? We all know about the story about Noah. We just read some of it, right? All the kids, everybody should have go for Sunday school should know about, right? This is a baby book. But do you know this too? Well, this is a slide talk about Noah talked to the animals and say, now it's begun to get on board. Now listen up, we are going to do this alphabetically. And the animal in the bottom, the zebra say, darn. And how about this one? Oh, some animals gather together, the zebra, giraffe, bear, and then Noah looking at the next to the, I think the panda, one of the tiger next to it, and then saying there's an animal in the middle, say, well, so much for the unicorn, but from now on, all the carnival would be confined in the sea deck. Or maybe you remember this one. Famous question asked in the first time. For the first time, who asked it? Are we there yet? Yes. So, but actually, it's not funny. The Noah story is not funny at all. Because you know why? Because at that time, Noah, the world was created by God, was all good. But it was filled with violence. It used two times violence. And not only using two times, it's talking about God seeing the violence. And God is a righteous God. And then the corruption and violence destroy all the goodness that his creation. And he need to clean it. He need to wash all the creation, all the bad thing away with the flood. However, there's one last hope. The last righteous man left, Noah. So God told Noah to build an ark for all his family. And all the animals in there so that they be safe with the flood. And then what will happen? They will populate the earth. That's the story, right? Now, let's go to the first slide. First one, point. Daily choices. How long did it take Noah to build the ark? Now, I have a Sunday school student here. How long did it take? We just read the scripture. How long did it take? It's a hint, it's already read already. Yes? Anybody? Are you going to pick somebody? Edison? Huh? 100 years. Yes, almost the maximum 100 years. You know why? Because your scripture, look at it. Noah had a kid 500 years, and the flood came around 600. So he had almost a maximum times 100 years. People believe it's around 75, 100 years old. So imagine yourself. Let's say 75 years. Every day, you had to get up. and build the ark. Morning time. Now, I'm not so sure you imagine that. Well, let's take a look at some of the videos here that we take a look what happened. What happened?
Time to make the donuts.
Don't be a chump. Get a decent night's sleep for once.
But all the nice folks will want fresh Dunkin' Donuts.
It takes a lot of willpower to make Dunkin' Donuts fresh day and night.
But we think it's worth it.
But we think it's worth it.
And you'll think it's worth it. There's something really delicious in this week's newspaper. Look for Dunkin' Donuts money-saving coupon in your local newspaper.
But I think it's worth it.
Do you think it's worth it? Well, Noah thinks it's worth it. Noah takes it up every morning to make the same choice again and again. Right? Noah get up in the morning and make the choice. Imagine, would be a lot of people laughing at him? Yes. They make joke about it. Maybe two guys standing there. Hey, Noah, over there. You sure that window is big enough for all the gas? You're going to suffocate in there. And then the people would laugh at him. But after a while, people would say, wait a minute, standing there. Is he real? He's been doing that for 30 years. Look at it. It couldn't be a joke, isn't it? And then they come in serious. Would there a flood coming in? Is God going to judge? I don't know, you know. And then there's a guy coming in and saying, hey, Noah, is that window big enough for it? Oh, that's old name. We've gone through all the joke already. We're done with it. So people, every day look at Noah for that long a time, you kind of realize that something is not, he is different. So what happened is that Noah's daily choice become a testimony to others in his generation. He set apart from the world. He set himself apart for God. So what's a daily choice? Daily choice is a conscious choice you make daily, every day. What application? Well, before application, let me talk about a little bit of testimony. Everybody see this before? Nobody? No, I don't think so. You're not from Hong Kong. You're from Hong Kong, you know it. This is a comic book from Hong Kong, roughly around 1970s. Comic book from Hong Kong now, okay? At that time, it's only 60 cents or whatever. That's 60 cents, okay? The main character in this comic book is a woman. It's a girl, woman, I don't know, teenager. They put her name is 13 Dot, okay? This girl, kind of nutty, crazy. Do a lot of things as a crazy stuff too, okay? So in Hong Kong, when people see the girl, they will say, that's 13 Dot, 13 Dan. 13 Dan, 听过没有? 13, okay? 13 Dan, this is more in Hong Kong and Taiwan, maybe listen to it. 13 Dan, 13 Dot is the name my dad always called me when I was in Hong Kong. Leave a mark in my heart. However, when I believe in God, when I believe in Christ as my personal Savior, I no longer have this name around my heart because I'm beloved. I'm the apple of his eye. I'm so loved that he's willing to die on the cross for me and even send his Spirit, his Holy Spirit, in this broken vessel of mine. I'm no longer a genuine God. Who am I? I'm a child of God. I am a child of God. Are you a child of God? Yes. How do you know about I'm a child of God? Because the Bible says so. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should call the children of God, and that's what we are. We are the child of God. We are to set apart for Him. How do we know? We are special, we are beloved, separated. We are chosen by God. Again, the Bible reminds us. Peter wrote this, apostle. To the God, oh, I picked someone to read it. Christian, chosen. We are chosen. Next, Eric. We are chosen for him. Okay? So every day we make a lot of decisions, a lot of choices. Some are big, some are small. Some are big, it seems like no consequences, like brushing teeth. But sometimes it had a big consequences. Nice teeth, right? So let us be like Noah. Daily choice is a conscious choice we make every day. About what? That we are a child of God. That we are set apart for him. Just like Noah. Next. Then you say, how? It's a child of God. How do I set apart daily for him? How you do it? Well, actually the Bible already tells us about how. We're going to go to the next point. Value choice. Why did Noah choose to relieve the raven first? Okay, that's the question, right? But first, before we go on to this question, let's address two questions first. Was everything good when God created the world? Yes or no? Yes. It says it, right? Because in the Bible, it says so. So, Edison, can you read for us? Okay. So, this is talk about God make creation, everything's good. So, remember when did the concept of good, clean and clean come from? When's the first time it come up? Remember? You know when's the first time it come up? The concept of clean and unclean, when is it introduced? We just read the Bible. Chapter 7. We just read it. Okay, James, can you read it for us? All right, we just read it. Chapter 7 is the first time to talk about the concept of clean and unclean. The world is good. How do you make all this? Good and clean, clean? Everybody in microbiology major? Is bacteria good for you? Yes. Is it bad? Yes, it's bad too. So what's the bacteria? What's a bacteria? What do you know about? So bacteria, we have a lot more bacteria in our gut than a cell. Ew, yes. What do we need the bacteria? We need bacteria to help us to digest the food. And what else do we need the bacteria for? Yogurt. I know yogurt is what we're eating. But we need bacteria for the soil to digest all the decomposition, all the stuff. Without bacteria, all the stuff we cannot digest and want to degrade it, everything will stay on Earth. The bacteria, even the bacteria, what we do, make with came off of bacteria. What medicine came off of bacteria? Penicillin! So is bacteria good? Yes, it's good. But is it clean? I'm not so sure you can ingest it, take a bacteria in your mouth and eat it, right? But you can see, let's look at the raven. Is the raven clean? And then clean animal. Unclean. Let's look at the Bible for answer. Okay, I want to eat somebody to read. Jason, can you read the first top one for us? Come on, you can do it. Come on. Lau, want to try it? Okay, David, how about you do it? Anthony. Raven. Can you read the next one? So know that raven is unclean. Let's look at the concept of this clean and unclean. God make this concept introduced in chapter 7 to Noah as concept of clean and unclean for the first time. So, which animal would you think God prefer? Right? But clean, but let's go back to Genesis 8. When Noah decided to release the bird to see whether the water go down or not, he decided to release the raven first. Why? Anyone why? Well, it's just my guess. Okay, this is my sharing. So, imagine this. If you're Noah, you release the bird. Okay? What happened to the bird? Fly, right? The bird fly. I'm alone. I can get out from that stinky book now. Ah, ha, ha. Suddenly, there is... The bird was eaten by a fish. Do you think the fish eat bird? Yes or no? Well, there is a fish that does eat bird. There's a big fish eat bird. So, what is Noah thinking? If you are released a clean bird, it may have a chance to be killed. So what did Noah do? Release the raven. So why release the raven? If a clean bird died, you know, God wants a clean bird. But God doesn't want any, well, unclean is okay, I can do. What does that mean? The concept of expendable. Raven is expendable. If it dies first time, it's okay. It's not God's favor. Now let's go to. Oops. Okay. Let's go to our. I'm sorry, my slides is ruined. That's okay. Let's iPhone. Yeah, iPhone. Let's talk about phone first. Okay. You want a phone? Yes. Everybody want this phone. Everybody want a phone. Every kid want a phone, and there's one want a phone. iPhone is a great technology, great invention. Why is that? Well, let me tell you, I use my phone all the time. What I use for? I use for email, phone, instant message. Not only that, I can use it to connect to the church, everybody, from the WeChat, all the stuff. But you know what I can do for this phone? I can use it to write prescription. I can use it to look at lab. I can use it to even order lab. I can use it to look at my patient history. There's a lot of things this phone can do, right? Doctor can even use the phone to look at MRI result. The picture MRI, you can look at the phone now. So, is the phone good? Yes. Well, let me talk about a story that I have. I have a patient that I've been seeing since the baby. Baby, a little bit baby, when it's born, I've seen it. Now the girl is 15 years old. And he's happy, outgoing, happy, joyful, always joking around. You know why I know it? Because he had a sister who is always serious. Doesn't joke. And every time they come in together for physical, I can tell, you know, she's happy, jumping around, you know, she's always cheerful, making joke with me. So she comes to my office, spent a little around preteen time, 11, 12 years old. And she said, she don't want to talk. She feels sad. I said, what's going on? I didn't say much or anything. And later on, I talked to mommy. Later on, actually, mommy called me up and said, she's depressed. So what's going on? Why is she so depressed? And then after talking for a while, she's giving an iPhone. It's a birthday gift. And after that, she just stay in the room watching whatever, YouTube, whatever. And then the iPhone also connected to other stuff too, social media. And then what happened? They give her, social media tell her, the phone tell her, what you should dress, what you should look like. Oh, so this is like a like a mirror. Oh, I'm so nice today. Oh, no, you. So it's like a precious. Oh, my precious, tell me, am I good today? So this is like a precious. And some kid, when parent will take away the phone, the kid say, give me back the phone. Mama, I told you not to do that. Huh? You give me my phone, I won't do that. What happened? Phone is a good thing. Phone is a nice thing. It's useful. But it's using for not a good thing. Is phone something unclean, become unclean? What happens if you adapt to God's value choice? I'm sorry. What happens if you adapt to God's value choice? Adapting God's value choice in our life and choose what is clean and let it go what is unclean. Let it go. Now, in this world, you all know this, Kuma. We make your kid, smart kid, even smarter. A lot of parents give kids to go to Kuma. Am I right? Right? All the kids know about going to Kumans, right? Now, this is a tutorial session for the Kuman. Nowadays, different. Recently, in the Wall Street Journal, parents are not paying for Kuman now. In August 2000, this year, to August 14, the journal come out this one. Everybody know what parents may not do. It say, ready, aim, hire a Fortnite coach. Your parent enlist a video game tutor for their children. It is not the violence or the addiction of the hit game that bother ma and dad. It is losing. You know why? It hire people to help the child so that they're not going to lose in this game. Because once they lose, it's so humiliating. Brother and sister, our world system is changing us. We are living in the United States. It keeps on changing us daily with our mind. And what is the value clean and unclean? We have to learn like Noah. Let go the unclean. Can we just say let go? Say let go. Let it go. Well, the question is that, can you sing our way out from let it go? But how do we adopt God's value in our life in choosing what is clean and let go what is unclean? The question is actually answered by the Bible in the next topic. Pleasing choices. Before we go to pleasing choices, we gotta answer the question, why did the sacrifice burnt offering pleasing God? Okay? First, we go back to Scripture. Let's go to Scripture. Alisa, can you read this one? Okay. So Noah took some of the clean animal and clean bird he sacrificed for burnt offering. And it's a pleasing aroma to God. Why it is a pleasing? Why? We need to concentrate on verse 22 now. Because the following always afterward is a pleasing. In the verse, always the Bible always concentrate on the, also give us the answer. Why did God curse the ground and destroy all the living creature with flood? Why? Because everything is unclean? No, what the Bible say? Because every inclination of human heart is evil from the childhood. They choose evil. Let's go to, inclination. Okay, let's talk about evil in the first thing. How many times it appear in the book of Genesis? They say 34 times. The first time it happened in the Bible, where did it happen in the Bible? The first time a word, evil, appear in the Bible. It's right here. When's the first time? It's when God created the Garden of Eden, the tree of knowledge, good and evil. This is the same word that you're using here. It happened first time in there. It happened number six or seven, I think it's five, six times in here. Because you look at it, it happened two times in the book of Noah. Okay? In the first time, in the verse 6, verse Genesis 6 and 5, the last time was 8, chapter 8, verse 22. Evil. So, what does it do with choices? What does it do with the sacrifice? Let's go back to chapter 3 of Genesis. Adam and Eve chose to eat the tree of good and evil. It was forbidden by God, telling you, eat it, you will die. However, they listened to the serpent. They want to be like God, knowing good and evil. So they ate it. What's the result of that? We can tell who is good and evil now because they ate it. They're evil. They picked the evil side. So what does it say? Going back to Noah's choice. Let's go back to Noah's pleasing choice. When God created the distinction between clean and clean animal, he did that indirectly create two choices for Noah to make a sacrifice. He made him choose between clean and unclean. So Noah made a burnt offering with a clean animal, which is God's favorite. Pleasing to God. So let's answer this question. Why did the burnt offering, sacrifice burnt offering, pleasing to God? Now, in Sunday school, I like to give multiple choices to kids, right? Right? England, no bow. Okay? So we're going to give you some multiple choices, okay? All right? Choice number one. Oh, sorry. Barbecue, clean chicken, clean animal tastes better than unclean animal. Choice number two. Clean animal are leaner and low in fat, so they're less likely to cause overweight when they eat too much. Okay, Justin, give me a drum roll. The last one. Drum roll. Yeah. Barbecue chicken are so clean that it will not cause any gastroenteritis, even though they are not well done. No, is it not true? Why? Because he make a choice that please God. And he's willing to choose what God seems is the best sacrifice for him. He's making the right choice. So, what is the best sacrifice we can offer to God? And that's pleasing to him. What is the best sacrifice right now we can offer to God and pleasing to him? Justin, can you read this? Holy and pleasing to God, our living sacrifice, our will, our body, our mind, our soul. Let me give you an example. Who's this gentleman? Do you know him? This two guy? Nobody? Anyone know? Give a hand? Anybody know? Huh? They're actually one man, one person. Guess who? They are same person. Yes, they are Hudson Taylor. He went to missionary in China in the 1800s. He spent 51 years in China. He's able to preach in several languages and dialogue in Chinese. He started China Inland Mission and now oversee Missionary International. He's Hudson Taylor. When he was a young man, he ran away from Christian belief of his parents. At 17, he professed his faith to Christ. And then, during the time when he was in China, he wrote a letter to his to to his sister. He wrote this. If I have 1,000 pounds, China should have it. If I have 1,000 lives, China should have it. No, not China, but Christ. Can we do too much for him? Can we do enough for such a precious Savior? Hudson Taylor. He's a clearly example for us. It's a living sacrifice for God. But you ask, this is the verse. How does our body living sacrifice helping us to make the clean choices we just talked about? How? Any thought? Always the Bible answer itself. And Bible already. What's the next verse that follows this one? Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, his good and pleasing, perfect will. What we have to do first? Living sacrifice. Then we can distinguish what is God's will, because it will transform us. Our body, our mind will be renewed. Then we know what God's will is. There's a boy who loved to play in mud. And mother would call him, come home, but he won't listen. What happened if the sun come up? Huh? What happened if the sun come up? Dry. What happened to him? It's stuck in the mud. It's muddy, it's dirty. Sometimes we are stuck in the situation we are in. But God promised us that he will not leave us. Jesus promised us he will not leave us and forsake us. We will return back to him. He will cleanse us. But we have to make a choice. In the Bible say, in a large household, there is an article not only of gold and silver, but also wood and clay. Some are for noble purpose, some are for ignoble. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be instrument for the noble purpose, make holy, useful for the master, and prepared to do any good work. It's from 2 Timothy. The question is, are you willing to cleanse, to be cleansed? If you are willing, then do you want to know what to do? What should I cleanse? I want to be cleansed. Again, the Bible gives us already how to do it. Would be next verse? Can it be next verse to tell you? Next verse. Next verse is a following verse in verse 20. Flee from the evil desire to you. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace along with those who call on the Lord out of the pure heart. You want to be clean? The way to do it, you flee from what is not dirty. Pursue what is clean. And you will be prepared by God, and you will be used by God. So, stay away. Don't stuck in muck. Lastly, let's review. Daily choice. A conscious daily choice is I am a child of God. I am set apart for him. You guys have been loved by God and set apart. Value choice. Adopt God's value in your life, in our life, and choose what is clean and let go what's unclean. Pleasing choice, making choice that please God. And that's the end. I hope you learn something new. Give tap to Sainsbury's Leader.